I am here with Jackie Rollins. She is with the City of Rexburg, and we are here to talk about events and activities that are happening in Rexburg soon. So what are some of those events that we can look forward to?
Well, thanks for having me. So we want to talk about our summer concert series first. So every Wednesday night, almost every Wednesday night, we'll be having some kind of free concert at Porter Park, at the Beehive Pavilion, or at the Tabernacle. We tell people to plan on Porter Park. Unless we advertise otherwise.
Okay.
That's at 7 p.m. And we have like fiddlers and folk dancers and old-time rock and roll bands and things like that. So it's just really fun for community members to be able to come out and perform and for the community to enjoy them. So that's the first thing we want to let people know about. We have movies in the park this summer. We have two more that are coming up. That's sponsored by the Beehive Credit Union. And that's July 19th is Coco.
Okay.
And August 9th is Cars 3. Both are held at Porter Park by the Beehive Pavilion. And then our next big event is our Teton Storytelling and Arts Festival this year. And we'll be combining that with the Madison County Fair. So there's two events that you get to come to and enjoy. The fair is the week of August 15th. And we'll be having our festival that's actually August 17th through the 19th. Friday and Saturday night, we will be at the Romance Theater for those free events. And then all day Saturday, we'll be at the fairgrounds on their stage, and that's a $1 entrance fee, which is not bad at all to be able to come and enjoy all that stuff.
Yeah.
Sunday night, we always hold what we call our Sacred Music and Stories at the Tabernacle. It's an interfaith event. Come as you are. You don't have to be all dressed up or anything like that. And last year, we had about 1,000 people actually show up to that, and it was so fun. It was not disappointing at all. It was hilarious stories. It was moving stories. It was just everything. But our comedy nights at the Romance will not be unforgettable also. And we'll have 6 national storytellers this year, which is totally unheard of for a small festival like ours. So I tell people to think clean stand-up comedy for those type of events. And they take you on a journey through the stories, and then you give you that kind of punchline at the end.
Yeah.
So some of the stories you will hear that weekend will be moving and even scary on that Saturday, which is fun. But we want to know this, that everyone that I've spoken to that came last year says it's one of the best events they've been to, and they're going to come back next year.
That's awesome. And who are some of those storytellers?
Yeah, so one of them is Kim Wetkamp. She was here last year, and one of the things that she says is it's all about the people. She says, I love people. People are a walking, talking story, and I am no different. I just get to share mine from stage. When I'm on stage, I am the most, I feel whole. I make no apology for that, and it's how I was created. And when I get a good laugh from the audience, I know we are getting somewhere. And that somewhere is the meaty part of the story I'm telling. I just love that about her. And one of the new storytellers that's coming this year is Michael Reno Harrell. He's from the Southern Appalachian Mountains, and he's amazing. And something about him is his recordings top the American Music Association charts year after year, and his original songs and stories have been described as Appalachian grit and wit. In his writings and shows, Michael's awareness is much broader than the bounds of his boyhood home or even the Southern experience. And he's been touring through the British Islands and Europe and all of the U.S. And his songs and stories he's created reflect the insight in people's experiences that catch the ear like an old friend's voice. I love that little tagline there. But we do. The other names of the storytellers that we have is Bill Lepp, Josh Goforth. He's new this year. Andy Ofit Irwin. Sam Payne is coming back. He was kind of bluesy, and everybody just kind of loved his voice. And then our regional teller is out of Utah, and his name is Clive J. Romney. And for those that are local, he is the one that I believe wrote Scripture Power. And so he's just a fun teller of the pioneer stories and stuff like that. So we have an array of different type of tellers this year, which is really fun.
No, and I think it's a great, you know, event to have the chance to hear from people that you normally would never think of hearing from. So this is a great opportunity.
It is. And then the last thing we just wanted to update everybody on is that we're restoring the Romance Theater, and so we like to keep people informed on that. And this summer we'll be redoing the chairs, we'll be reupholstering them, and that starts next week. So for this event, for the Teton Storytelling event, we will be having a new reupholstered chair for people to enjoy.
That's
so, so we're just really busy.
Yeah. And how do these events come together? Like,
it really depends on what the event is. For instance, the Teton Downtown Storytelling event, that's an event that my department puts together, and we're the ones that host that and everything. When we have plays that are in the Romance Theater, usually that's from different community groups that come and ask if they can rent the space out.
Okay.
There are other events. We just had the Rexburg on the Green.
Mm-hmm.
That was a joint event where we had college students and professors that came to us and asked us to help with an event.
Okay.
So we are doing multiple types of events all the time. And that's the way it should be. It shouldn't be just the city trying to do everything for the community. We want to support community events. We want to do our own events. And then we want to be able to offer our venues for people to do their own events.
Absolutely.
And so there's a balance there.
Yeah, and I think it's a great way for the community and for residents and students to really come get together and, you know, create really fun and interesting events for everybody.
That's exactly right. And that's really what our goal is. We have these historical buildings. They're just beautiful.
Yeah.
And we're trying to restore them and to give them the respect that they deserve. But they're the community buildings. And so we're trying to make sure that we have that balance of being able to offer that to them.
Absolutely. And for volunteer opportunities for these events, where can people sign up? Where can they go?
They can get hold of me through the City Hall. Would probably be the easiest way to let your listeners know right now.
Yeah.
But absolutely. We're always looking for volunteers for things. I've had interns from the college come and want to learn about event planning or about music industry type of things, doing the soundboards and tech things, and also at the Museum of Rexburg, and intern there or volunteer even, and want to learn more about history and how to do exhibits and things like that. We're a big, big component of wanting to bring in the college students and the community, even the high school students, and be able to teach them things that they can take those skills onto the next experiences of their lives.
No, absolutely. And for general information, where can people find more about these events?
So you'd want to go to rexburg.org/arts. And there should be a little tab on the side there that says upcoming events. We try to keep that updated. I do a lot of that too, so sometimes it's not always as updated as I'd like. But there's also buying tickets. So if there is tickets that we are selling personally, that will be there.
Okay.
Not all of our events do we do the ticketing, but you're more than welcome to call or to email me, and we'll make sure that we get connected to where the tickets are supposed to be at.
Okay, perfect. And we've had a lot of amazing events. I've been to a lot of them, and I'm just really excited for the next few events. So, you know, even when the seven week break is done, there's still events happening. So
yeah. So during that break is the Teton Storytelling event, but after the break, going into September, that first week that all the kids are coming back into the college, September 22nd, we do what's called Rexburg, Experience Rexburg.
Yeah.
And so that's where the Chamber of Commerce, BYU Idaho, and the city come together and do an event together. And it's about learning what the businesses are in town, learning about the community, and it's just fun.
Yeah, it is. I've been, and again, it's just it's a great way to kind of refresh and get to know your city a little bit more even if you're a student, that you're only going to be here 4 years or so. It's a great way to just, you know, immerse yourself in the community.
Absolutely. So. And that's what we want.
No, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
We're looking forward to all of these events.